previewing first round of 2024 WNBA playoffs. The 2024 WNBA season was one for the ages, highlighted by record attendances and TV ratings, as rookies like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese meshed with veterans such as Aya Wilson and Breanna Stewart. Now, it's on to the 2024 WNBA playoffs, which began on Sunday and feature the eight teams with the best regular season records jostling to hoist the WNBA championship trophy in roughly a month's time. Round one will be a best-of-three series, while both the semifinals and WNBA finals will be a best-of-five series. The New York Liberty are the number one overall seed after tying their best record in franchise history, while the three-seed Connecticut Sun are in the postseason for the eighth straight year, which is the league's longest active streak. Clark and the Indiana Fever nabbed the sixth seed, which ended a seven-year playoff drought, and the number eight-seeded Atlanta Dream secured the last playoff berth on the final day of the regular season. Here is a preview of the round one matchups, which have a 2-1 format in which the better seed will host the first two games, with a potential game three hosted by the team with the worst seed. Number one New York Liberty versus number eight Atlanta Dream. The Liberty posted the same record they had last year, but instead of ending up as a two seed a year ago, they are the top overall seed and will have a rematch with a Dream team that just defeated them on Thursday to lock up a postseason bid. However, the Liberty's best players saw limited action in that contest, and New York won the first three matchups this season between the two. New York ranked second in scoring, third in points allowed, and had the best net rating of any WNBA team as their three All-Stars in Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, and Jonquil Jones have led them. However, a concern for New York is that Ionescu is playing through a neck injury that's affected her production as she averaged 19.8 PPG on 42% shooting before the Olympics break, but is putting up just 15 PPG on 33% shooting since. As for Atlanta, it will certainly take a less than optimal Ionescu as the Dream ranked last in the WNBA in scoring this season. However, they have one of the greatest players in league history in Tina Charles, a New York native no less, who is a former league MVP and is the WNBA's all-time leader in both rebounds and double-doubles. Number 2 Minnesota Lynx versus number 7 Phoenix Mercury. The Commissioner's Cup champion Lynx excels at arguably the most important aspect of this era of basketball, and that's both shooting the three-pointer and defending from downtown. Minnesota tops the league in both regards, knocking down a league-best 38% from deep and limiting opponents to a league-low 30% from beyond the arc. Star Nafisa Collier ranked in the top 6 in points, rebounds, steals, and blocks per game, while coach Cheryl Reeve has already collected 4 rings and is a 3-time WNBA Coach of the Year. Minnesota went 3-1 versus Phoenix in the regular season, with all 3 wins coming by double digits and the 1 defeat coming by a single point. The Mercury still has 2 all-time greats in Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner, but Kalia Cooper is the engine of the team. The league's number 3 scorer will hope for more efficiency in playoff competition versus Minnesota than what she displayed in the regular season, as Cooper had 15 turnovers versus just 4 assists over the 4 matchups. Number 3 Connecticut Sun versus number 6 Indiana Fever. This could be the last hurrah for this current group of Sun players, after they've made 2 finals appearances and another 3 semifinals appearances, but have 1-0 rings over the last 5 seasons. They hang their hats on the defensive end, leading the W in both points allowed and defensive rating. Connecticut has great balance, with 6 players averaging in double figures, and while it won the first 3 meetings against Indiana this season, the Fever claimed the last in late August. Clark's WNBA playoffs debut will come against the same opponent she made her WNBA debut versus in Game 1. The rookie infamously had 10 turnovers in that 21-point defeat, but she and her team have bounced back in a big way. After starting the year 3-10, Indiana finished the regular season on a 17-10 run and boasted the highest home attendance in the league. But with the hosting format of the 2024 WNBA playoffs, the Fever won't get to play at home unless they win one of the first 2 games, and that could be huge. No playoff team had a bigger difference between their home and road records than Indiana, which won 60% of its home games compared to 40% of its road games. Number 4 Las Vegas Aces versus number 5 Seattle Storm. The defending champion Aces will have a tougher road to navigate to repeat, as they were the number 1 overall seed a year ago. A big reason for the drop-off was due to Chelsea Gray being hurt for the first part of the year, as the team was 7-6 when she was sidelined, compared to the Aces being 20-7 with her on the floor. You can't talk about the Aces without praising Wilson, who had arguably the greatest season in WNBA history as she led the league in total points, rebounds, and blocks, broke the league's single-season scoring mark, and had the second-highest player efficiency rating in WNBA history. Vegas won the season series 3-1, though Seattle's leading scorer in Jewel Loyd didn't play in one of the losses and scored a single point in another. The Storm are the league's most active team defensively, ranking first in both steals and blocks. They also have as experienced a trio as any team possesses, as Loyd, Nneka Agwemike, and Skylar Diggins-Smith have all made at least 6 All-Star teams. It will be interesting to see how Seattle plays without the leadership of Sue Bird, who retired after the 2022 season. Bird has been on the court for all 60 of the postseason games in Storm franchise history, and after the team missed the playoffs in her first year of retirement last year, it begins a new playoff era this year.